The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Hi, Dr. Kenner. I'm 17 years old and 5 months pregnant. 17 years old and 5 months pregnant. I've been with this guy, Gus, for a year now. But I love him so much that I can't leave, and I want the baby to have a father. In the past, Gus has choked me and hit me. When I found out I was pregnant, I thought he wouldn't do it again, but he has. He hasn't choked me in 2 months, but he's hit me twice 2 days ago in an argument, and my arm is bruised. He always calls me a bitch and a slut and other hurtful things to make me cry. I am very emotional at this time in my life. She's pregnant, and he knows it. Today, out of nowhere, I was resting on the couch at his house, and he came inside from stacking firewood, and he yelled at me, saying, I'm lazy. I never do anything. I told him I'm pregnant, and he yelled, is that your excuse? I told him I didn't want to stay the night, and I was going to leave. He said, leave before I get out of the shower. I called my mom to come take me home. She saw me crying in the cold at the end of his driveway when she picked me up and told me it was wrong of him to treat me this way all the time and I need to leave him and not answer his calls. Like a fool, I did answer his call. And I sent him a text saying, you hurt my feelings a lot and I'm getting tired of it. I want you to stop being mean to me, but you can't. His response was, stop being a bitch and I will stop being mean. Help, in large letters with exclamation points. I don't know what to do. I am very confused and I need help. Megan, you needed help a long time ago. You are in a very bad situation. Not only are you pregnant at such a young age, where were your parents? But you're living with a guy for over a year who's been abusive and who has gone so far not just to call you names and insult you and to call you lazy, but to choke you? To choke you? I mean, that's something where you want to be able to pick up the phone and dial 911 and get legal protection from him. This is not a loving partner. Now, I know it's very confusing. You are so young. You haven't had a lot of experience with life. And you're pregnant on top of that. And my gosh, you know, let me say a few things. You say you love him. You need to really get some therapy to work on that because genuine love, Megan, is...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad and then Alan will be back.
Many romantic partners have complaints like, I live in the shadow of my husband's life, or I feel invisible to my girlfriend. These are common complaints, but you never want to betray yourself in a romantic partnership. When both partners value themselves and are lovingly honest with one another, romance flourishes. Discover the secrets to lasting love in this liberating book, The Selfish Path to Romance, by Drs. Edwin Locke and Ellen Kenner. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
You say you love him. You need to really get some therapy to work on that because genuine love, Megan, is a response to what you value in another person, whether they're loving and caring of you, attentive to you, you're pregnant, is he bringing you home food, making dinners for you, you know, rubbing your feet at night, or is he telling you you're lazy and calling you names and threatening to choke you and bruising your arm. There's nothing to love in that, nothing. So if you feel dependent on him, that's a very different experience. And many people who are in your situation feel dependent. They feel like, if not him, then who? Who would want me? I'm damaged goods. I'm pregnant at such a young age. Oh, man, you want to think again, Megan. Again, if you can get some rational counseling, not somebody who's going to tell you that you have to sacrifice and you have to put up and grin and bear it, but someone who tells you, who values your mind and your life and tells you, leave this guy. You need to have a safety plan. When you're dealing with someone who's been abusive, and he has been abusive, you need a safety plan. So number one is, you need to recognize, do you love him Or are you afraid? Are you afraid that you won't have a father for your kid? What type of a father would he be to your kids, to your child? Do you even want a child? Are you pregnant and it's very, very painful? You are not ready? If you have those questions and that you keep them hidden, go to a counselor. You need to bring them out in the open. There are options. And of course, one of them is adoption. Another one, I know it's getting late in the game, it would have been abortion, or still maybe, but that you may not be open to that option. Certainly adoption is there. So you need a safety plan. You could go to, and I Googled just to see what was around, because I can't give you that much advice in a minute left, but you could go to just domestic violence and go to the Mayo Clinic. They talk about how you create a safety plan. You can call a woman's shelter or speak with your mom, see if you can live with her. I mean, I can't believe that she's known that this has been going on, I'm assuming that, and hasn't insisted that you get help. You pack an emergency bag. You need to know where to go, when to leave. Do you have to leave in the middle of the night? You have to make sure he doesn't have access to your cell phones or your computers. So use your computers cautiously. If he sees domestic violence on there, he may become more violent. You can talk with your doctor if you're with an OBGYN, a gynecologist, and an obstetrician. Speak to them right away. Tell them what type of situation you're in. You can get counseling. You may need to get legal protection, a restraining advice. So safety comes first. And your happiness comes first, your mind comes first, and you are right to seek help, and I encourage you to get some therapy for yourself, Megan.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
You do not need to personally value everything that your partner or spouse values in order to encourage action. For example, he might enjoy watching action movies and playing golf, and she might enjoy reading mystery novels and hiking. This is not a problem as long as each shows respect for the other's values, assuming that the values are rational. Of course, if you have no values in common, the question arises, why are you partners at all? You cannot make your partner into something he or she isn't. You cannot make your loved one into your image. You need to find the right person for you.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.